This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, an apple variety thought to be extinct is making a comeback in Colorado. First, here's Jody Peterson with election results.
Democrat John Hickenlooper beat Republican Cory Gardner for United States Senator with 54% of the votes in his favor. Republican Lauren Boebert won over Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in the race for the 3rd Congressional District with 51% of the votes. Here are state legislature results. Republican Matt Soper won over Democrat Alice Marie Slavin-Emmond as state representative for District 54 with 74% of the votes. State House District 55 saw a win for Republican Janice Rich over Democrat Scott Bailfuss with 64% of the votes. Mark Catlin, a Republican, won House District 58 with 65% of the vote, beating Democratic challenger Seth Kagan. In State House District 59, Democrat Barbara McLaughlin won with 55% of the votes, besting Republican Marilyn Harris. Julie McCluskey, a Democrat, beat Republican Kim McGahey for the District 61 state representative seat with 60% of the votes. Here are local county results. In Delta County, Back the Badge, which was on its second attempt after failing last year, passed this year with nearly 60% voter approval. The towns of Cedar Edge and Paonia both passed measures for retail marijuana within city limits, and both also approved taxes on those sales. The only contested county commissioner race in Delta County, District 3, went to Republican Wendell Koontz, who got 72% of the vote, beating independent Jer Lowe. In Mesa County, Grand Junction voted for a measure that lets the city retain revenue over the Tabor cap, freeing up funds for essential services. The Grand Junction Rural Fire Protection District also got a measure approved to stabilize property tax revenue. Republican Cody Davis defeated Democrat Catherine Bedell to win the Mesa County Commissioner District 1 seat with 65% of the vote. District 3 went to Republican Janet Rowland, who also got 65% of the vote, winning over Democrat Dave Edwards. Montrose approved an ordinance granting DMEA a franchise for providing electrical service to the city. Nucla voted for a lodging tax to raise money for tourism, economic development, and community beautification. Ouray voters approved property tax increases to maintain Mountain Medical Center and another to maintain and repair the city flumes. In Ouray, Democrats Lynn Padgett and Jake Neese won seats on the Ouray County Board of County Commissioners with 53 and 55% of the vote, respectively. In San Miguel County, Democrat Chris Holstrom defeated independent Kiefer Perino for District 3 County Commissioner. The county also passed a tax measure allowing it to adjust the mill levy rate to pay for firefighting, road repair, emergency assistance, and other services. And finally, across Mesa, Montrose, Delta, Ouray, Hinsdale, and 10 other Western Slope counties, the Colorado River Water Conservation District ballot measure passed with 72% voter approval. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
A varietal of apple long thought to be extinct is coming back to life in Colorado, thanks to a couple in Montezuma County. Four Corners Public Radio KSUT's Mark Dugan has more.
Addie and Jude Schoenemeyer run the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project. Their mission is to preserve Colorado's apple-growing legacy. They do this by building a repository of apple genetics and reintroducing old varieties to consumers. One type of apple had eluded them for years, the Colorado orange. It was popular more than a century ago, but it had fallen out of favor and was believed to be extinct. Their search led them to a grower in Canyon City, Colorado. He invited the Schoenemeyers to take a cutting from an unusual tree in his orchard that he felt was a Colorado orange. It took a couple more years of research, using old watercolors and wax apple models. But finally, recently, Addie and Jude Schoenemeyer successfully identified that cutting as the long-lost Colorado orange. What's so special about it? It has the power to make some people remember it 80 years after first tasting it. When I interviewed Jude Schoenemeyer recently, he mentioned that a few years back, the man in Canyon City had provided some apples from that unusual tree to a local event.
They did a heritage apple tasting, and folks that were in their 80s and 90s back then saw Paul's apple and said, yes, it's a Colorado orange.
They remembered an apple they hadn't tasted since they were children.
Yes, we see that here too, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong.
Jude, what does the Colorado orange taste like?
It's got a bit of an acidity zing to a little bit of a sub-acidity. It has a little bit of a citrusy kind of flavor to it. This is one of these apples where it's a fairly complex, has a little bit of sweet to it, but has some tang to it, but it has a real kind of pleasant, rounded flavor to it, too.
Why did such an apparently popular and flavorful apple such as the Colorado Orange die out?
The Colorado Orange, the thing it had against it was that it was a yellowish, orangish apple that could sometimes be red. At a time when America was moving away from this great diversity of cultivar varieties, of number of apple varieties, by the early 1900s, all of that explosion of varieties, these tens of thousands, up to 17,000, 18,000 varieties of apples, started to decrease. People lived further away from the farms in cities. They weren't farming, so they were relying on transportation systems and larger growers growing less varieties to ship further away. And in America, most people like the red apple.
Jude, what's next for the Colorado Orange? I know you're open about wanting to see this apple eventually return to grocery stores and farmers markets and restaurants. How does that process work?
That's the big goal, is that people will be able to get it back again. Our big goal is to get this out to as many people as we can. We tried to get it out to the people that we best thought were going to be able to share it with more people the quickest. We're really hoping that this way of getting the material out to the best grafters we know and people that we know will turn around and share it is going to be able to get it out to people. I hope within 5 years, hopefully under 10, those things will be on store shelves in Colorado.
Apples are obviously your labor of love. Why is their genetic diversity so important, and what role do they play in other items in the food chain and even in what we put on the dinner table?
People don't realize this, but Colorado used to produce way more apples than it did peaches. It was a big producer of apples. Apples especially, and this is true of peaches too, but they grow better here. There's a combination of hot sunny days, cool nights that allow flavors to sit. They allow the sugars to become more complex. The sun allows the fruit to get more beautiful. We really feel like there is a way forward of having orchards being a part of our future, just as they were a foundational part of our past. This grant we just announced, that we got the local food promotion grant, we got the grant to get the mobile cider press for down here. Now we'll have the ability to process the apples and take something that was just a lost crop and turn it into hopefully a $1 million industry here within the next 10 years or so.
That's Jude Schoenemeyer. He and his wife Addie run the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project, also known as MORP, from McElmo Canyon, southwest of Cortez. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.
Hotchkiss Organic Producers, Ela Family Farms, on Rogers Mesa are growing the apples as well. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.